This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. Now, as we know, the two P's, politics and pandemic, are expected to dominate news flow and also market sentiment this week. But the question is, how should savvy investors strategize their asset allocation in these current times? So for some insights into this, we have on the line Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank. Thanks for joining us this morning, Alex. Now, we see markets holding steady, actually, at 15.11, and the market is actually up, as I speak to you, 0.58%, like I said earlier. Can you explain why markets seem to be relatively defensive and robust at the moment?
Hi, morning, Xiaoning. Thanks for having me on the call. I think, the situation we're in right now, it's been a long time coming, and the writing has been on the wall for some time now. And hence the pandemic situation and the political impasse that we're in right now, has been to a certain extent priced in by the markets. And really, the political events over the last couple of days offers market hope that we could see we're on the road towards a gradual political resolution, as it may. Basically the market's looking forward. Also, in the recent months, domestic institutional funds have been net sellers, and really a lot of them are right now holding on higher than average levels of cash. And right now the markets are conditioned to buy on dips. And therefore, markets have been supported at around the 1500 mark.
And, you said it's not a long time coming, writing was on the wall. What do you think would catalyze markets forward then?
I think, clearly, as Xiaoning mentioned earlier on, markets are plagued by the two P's. If we get better news flow with regards to, COVID data, transmission rates start falling, the ICU utilization also starts easing, and the percentage of or the numbers of people, being defined as Cat 3 to Cat 5 begins easing as, we get further traction on, in terms of immunizations as the vaccination rates move higher. Then that obviously would be a major catalyst to allow investor sentiment to pivot to the positive. The other catalyst clearly is also going to be a resolution on the political front. That will be seen by markets as a lasting resolution, rather than another kind of so it's administration that may or may not stand the test of time.
So, Alex, considering all things, right, what kind of investment strategy are you advocating considering the situation at the moment and, of course, the existing risk?
Right. Clearly, the strategy that, you're looking at, I think really depends on your investment horizon. If you are more short-term in nature, then clearly right now it's very much a trading market. Given the uncertainties, that is plaguing the outlook, we should be looking at, stocks that offer resilient yield perhaps. But if you are more risk on and think that the market is close to bottom you believe in the recovery scenario, then looking for opportunities to nibble on stocks that have reached your entry point, which is basically a buy and weakness, would probably be another strategy to look at.
So what names would you pick for, let's say, those that are offering resilient yield, and what are their names for those that you think we should start looking to bottom fish?
I really won't dwell on any specific names, but I think the high yielding stocks are fairly well known. You know, and I think there are names, you know, in the market that, you know, that that are, you know, I mean, I think banks look undemanding right now. You know, and I think some of the oil and gas names have also fallen to attractive levels. You know, so I do think that, you know, if you, you know, looking beyond the immediate term, where clearly there's a lot of uncertainty and, you know, things could worsen or things could improve. But if you think that, you know, beyond the short term, you know, and if you're looking at a more positive kind of scenario moving forward in towards the end of the year or moving into the new year, you know, then there are clearly a lot of opportunities to actually bottom fish, you know, and some of the big cap names look very, you know, undemanding from a valuation perspective.
Alex, what's the house view on the ringgit? Is the weakness temporary?
Our economists expect the ringgit to manifest further weakness, at least, you know, in the next couple of quarters. We're looking for the ringgit to kiss 430 mark, you know, in the next six, 7 months. I think right now, the markets are looking at what the Fed is going to do. That's the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium in the U.S. Sometime towards the end of August. And, you know, markets are looking for some indications that they will start the asset purchase tapering. And that will be a precursor towards a tighter liquidity environment going forward. And therefore that will continue to be supportive of dollar strength, and you know, clearly the events you know, happening right now in Malaysia with regarding to the P&P issues, you know, they also, you know, are not supportive of the ringgit, so there's a double whammy there.
So Alex, doesn't it mean that this is positive for the exporters then with the weak ringgit?
Definitely. I think by the exporters, you know, is one of our, you know, key themes, you know, during our, in our most recent quarterly report. You know, but unfortunately, in the Malaysia listed company space, there are only so many companies that are, you know, that are, you know, overtly export driven, and most of them are fairly modest in size. I mean, if you're talking about the tech names, you know, furniture exporters, you know, yeah, you've got the OMS, EMS guys, you know, that you know, but I think, yeah, generally the export theme, exporters and the technology names should continue to do well in the interim.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank, on his strategy for the Malaysian equity markets in light of the current political situation and also pandemic. Basically, look at the, you want to have maybe, depending on your risk outlook, maybe you want to consider yield. And if that's the case, look at banks. But if you think, hey, the bottom is here, you might want to look at the very undemanding big cap stocks and even oil and gas. But exporters still pretty much a champion at this moment because of the weak ringgit. Their house view is that it will touch...
Kiss 430.
430. So not such good news for us. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.